And that was John Coltrane on Satellite.
Fantastic piece from Train and the Trio from Coltrane Sound. You are listening to our School of Jazz guest DJ, Anna Aptasi. She's a tenor sax player at Bellevue High School. She's also working with the Seattle Jazz Ed program. Welcome to the show, Anna.
Thank you.
We've got an hour full of fantastic saxophone players. Your first instrument was clarinet. What finally ended up drawing you to the saxophone?
As a fifth grader, didn't like a lot of responsibility, didn't like cleaning my clarinet. So I asked my mom, what's an instrument that doesn't need that much cleaning? And she mentioned the saxophone. And my director first played the alto, and I didn't really like it. It had a kind of like a shrill sound. But then when he showed me the tenor saxophone, it was like a large and like confident sound. And so when I tried it, I was playing it and I loved the sound and I fell in love with it in like 2 seconds.
And you've had some inspiration from fellow sax players. In fact, one of the great female sax players. Tell us about meeting Roxy Koss.
Yeah, I met Roxy Koss back when I was in seventh grade, first starting out in jazz, and this was all thanks to Jazz Ed, and I met her through one of their girls' jazz days, and I got to know Roxy Koss, and I got to be with her, and I got to play with her, and it was amazing to play with a jazz star who was just like me at one point, and I got to know her, and I still, to this day, want to play just like her.
One of the great jazz sax stars of today. Filling our set tonight, Anna's picked a lot of the legendary sax men like Dexter Gordon and John Coltrane and Wayne Shorter we're going to hear later. And up next, Anna is one of my all-time favorites.
So Coleman Hawkins is the father of the tenor saxophone. He created all of it. And this was the very first start of the bebop movement. Because within this, the melody is almost unrecognizable. He only plays it for the first 6 bars and then improvises for the rest of the song. This is like the first start of tenor bebop.
Anna Aptasi, our School of Jazz guest DJ. Find out more at knkx.org.
Here's Coleman Hawkins on Body and Soul, 88.5 KNKX.
Mm-hmm. If you could see me now, you'd know how blue I've been. One look is all you need to see the mood I'm in. Perhaps then you'd realize I'm still in love with you. If you could see me now, you'd find me being brave and trying awfully hard to make my tears behave. But that's quite impossible. I'm still in love with you. You happened my way on some memorable day, and the month will be May for a while. I'll try to smile, but can I play the part without my heart behind the smile? The way I feel for you I never could disguise. The look of love is written plainly in your eyes. I think mine again, if you could see me now. You would be mine if you could see me.
Evening Jazz on the new 88.5 KNKX.
Thank you.
Dexter Gordon on Cheesecake on 88.5 KNKX.
You are connected to Evening Jazz and our School of Jazz guest DJ, Anna Aptasi. She's a tenor sax player out of Bellevue High School, a group under the direction of Ed George. And she's also working with a terrific group at the Seattle Jazz Ed Jazz Program. We're going to get into that in a little bit. Anna, first tell us about that piece, Dexter Gordon, one of the legendary tenors, just before he split for Europe on that record, Go.
Dexter Gordon helped me through all of high school with jazz because I found him and I started listening to sound and I loved it. And his sound still is so clear and nice and sweet to me. I listened to his songs, but I didn't know much about him. And I think a lot of people lose that when they don't look up who this person is and they don't know them. And so I researched about Dexter Gordon and I found out his birthday is 3 days later than mine. I was like, oh, that's cool. And he was 6'6". He was a tall man. And he was known as the sophisticated giant. And I related to that a lot because I'm kind of tall for a lot of girls. And he was also nominated for an Academy Award and he won a Grammy. But the thing that struck me the most is he started clarinet. Not at age 3, not at like some super young age, not like Louis Armstrong where he was basically born with a trumpet. He started clarinet at 13 and he didn't pick up the saxophone till 15. And that's what struck me the most because I realized this person is just like me. I have an opportunity to be just as good as this tenor player that's known as a star. And so it was very inspirational to me.
Yeah, how about that? You're walking in Dexter Gordon's path right now. And I don't want to go further without mentioning that Sarah Vaughan piece, just a beautiful version of If You Could See Me Now. Are you one of the instrumentalists that really likes to understand the lyrics of the songs that you're playing?
I think understanding the lyrics to a song is very, very, wait for it, very important for the players of the song, especially as a high school student. A lot of these songs are about adult emotions and leaving your lover, and we haven't dealt with that yet. As a musician, is you have to be part actor too. If it's a happy song, you have to be happy too. If it's a sad song, you have to understand that sadness and you got to play with it to get the full emotion of the song.
Our School of Jazz guest DJ is Anna Aptasi, and we're hearing a lot of the great saxophonists in jazz history tonight. Tell us why you picked this tune.
I love how jazz incorporates a lot of cultures, including the Hispanic culture. And it was fantabulous how Chick Corea could infuse this with so much. And on top of that, he started the electro jazz fusion, and La Fiesta is a huge part of that. And Stan Getz provides this whole new movement of it while still creating this chaos, but organization, peace, and tranquility. And it's interesting how there's so many contrasts within the song. Stan Getz and Chick Corea, it's La Fiesta on 88.5 KNKX. We'll be right back.
rocks in my bed. Of all the people I see, why do they pick on poor me and put rocks in my bed? All night long I weep, so how can I sleep with rocks in my bed? There's only two kinds of people I can't understand. There's only two kinds of people I can't understand. That's a deceitful woman and a hard-faced man. She took my man.
Was Rocks in My Bed with Ella Fitzgerald and Ellington on 88.5 KNKX.
You are connected to Evening Jazz and our School of Jazz guest DJ, Anna Aptasi. She's a tenor sax player out at Bellevue High School and also working with the Seattle Jazz Ed program. Tell us how you got involved with that program. It's kind of an all-city, I'd call it an all-star band because all the players in that group are so wonderful. In fact, you were part of our mass of Jazz Ed school kids for our studio session with four bands that one day. People can check that out in the School of Jazz at knkx.org. How'd you get involved with the program?
So I first found Jazz Ed when my middle school band director mentioned a girls' jazz day that was provided by Jazz Ed. And I was amazed and I was inspired because they showed all these new ways to use jazz. And I met all these other kids from Garfield and Roosevelt, from Bothell, from Everett and Issaquah, like from all these different areas. And we all collected under one thing, and that was jazz. And I am currently in their Essentially Ellington all-girls band and going to start up in their big band ensemble with Clarence Acox.
Now, you mentioned you're part of the all-girls band. I imagine it's really exciting to be in a band that's all girls because there still is some disparity in jazz.
It's fun to see a lot of other girls that are just like you and they're having the same struggles and knowing that you're not alone in a lot of things you go through jazz band. There was some point that you all had, like, should I quit? there was that question in all of our minds at some point, because we started seeing other girls start quitting band. But then when we connected and we saw each other and we fell in love with jazz, and we were too in love with it to leave it. And so it's fun to be with all these girls that just love jazz, and we don't have any pressures on us at all.
Anna Aptasi is our School of Jazz guest DJ. You can check out her profile and the set list at knkx.org. Look for the School of Jazz there. Tell us why you picked this one from Herbie Hancock.
Herbie Hancock is amazing with the way he writes a song. There's such a unique balance to it, and he provides enough freedom throughout the song for the improvisers and has a lot of funk elements to it. Watermelon Man by Herbie Hancock on 88.5 KNKX.
We'll be right back.
You're connected to Evening Jazz on 88.5 KNKX.
Thank you.
In a Sentimental Mood with Ellington and John Coltrane on 88.5 KNKX.
You're connected to Evening Jazz and our School of Jazz guest DJ, Anna Aptasi. She's a tenor sax player out of Bellevue High School, and she's been laying it out with some top-notch, legendary sax players, Coltrane, Dexter Gordon, Stan Getz, Coleman Hawkins, and we're going to hear one more, Wayne Shorter, up next. I want to get straight to Wayne Shorter because it's a very different sound than the John Coltrane sound, though both of those guys are favorite sax players of Miles Davis. Tell us about your impression of Wayne Shorter.
Wayne Shorter is the ultimate contrast of John Coltrane because he uses a lot of rest throughout his solos and he employs a lot of rhythmic opportunities that John Coltrane doesn't really use. John Coltrane instead uses a lot of chord changes, and so Wayne Shorter is the opposite of this, and he just uses pentatonic melodies, and he uses his solos to express a certain emotion throughout all of them, and not necessarily a deeper emotion than Coltrane, but it shows a different way you can express this emotion, which is remarkable of how he can do this and find new elements.
Anna Aptasi, our School of Jazz guest DJ, thank you again so much for being here, and you can check out Anna's playlist and profile at the School of Jazz page at knkx.org.
Here's Infant Eyes by Wayne Shorter on 88.5 KNKX.
Thank you.